Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, guys. I hope you can discuss our family dilemma on the show, so we can finally make a decision and put it behind us. Myself, my husband and my 4-year-old are going away for 2 weeks' holidays in October. And my 19-year-old daughter and 17-year-old son don't want to go with us. My daughter is working and my son is doing his leaving cert this year, so the timing is not good. My daughter will most likely spend most of her time with her boyfriend at his house anyway. And I've arranged for my 17-year-old son to go to his grandmother's house for 2 weeks, as I really don't trust him alone in the house. He's a good kid. He has a habit of leaving doors unlocked, cookers on, and not washing up after himself, etc., etc. I just know 2 weeks is testing faith, leaving him alone. When I told him he was staying with his grannies, he flipped and asked his father, could he get me to reconsider? My husband is now asking me to reconsider treating him like an adult, trusting him on his own, but he's not dealing with him every day like I am. I have to wake him up for school, or he just won't go. I just know the place will be robbed, wrecked, burnt down, or like a pigsty when we get back, and we'll probably get a doomsday call while we're away. Am I being unreasonable? Now, is she being unreasonable? He's 17 years of age, but clearly she doesn't trust him. He's a 17-year-old that maybe has a few issues around not looking after things, tidying up after himself, and maybe leaving cookers on and stuff like that. And she believes the place will be like a pigsty, burnt down or robbed, wrecked while she's away. And she'll probably get a doomsday call. Like, how you doing? Sorry to interrupt you during your holidays, but your house is on fire. You know, something. She's worried about that kind of stuff. Because she doesn't have faith in him. Is she right? Or should she, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt and let a 17-year-old stay in the house? I suppose he's just your average 17-year-old, isn't he? Irresponsible. A lot of them. Some of them are responsible, but a lot of them are irresponsible. They're not that kind of age where they're not quite 18 yet, not quite 19, and not quite responsible enough to be left on their own. But is she right to, you know, send him off and farm him off to Granny's house for 2 weeks while she's away to give her a bit of peace of mind? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is 17 years of age too young to be at home for 2 weeks on their own? Is that a kind of risky age? I'm going to be sexist here and say, particularly for a boy. I think girls are more responsible at that age than boys. I'm going to be honest with you. A little bit more mature, probably. Ashley is smiling outside because she knows for the first time Niall is taking up for the women. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is she right not to trust her 17-year-old son to stay at home for 2 weeks on his own? Oisin!
Story with you now?
Story with you, Oisin.
I'm wearing pyjamas right now as I talk to you. No, I'm not actually. No, I'm not. They're nice and soft and silky.
I'm not going to judge you because I can't see you anyway.
That's all right, thank God.
A bit weird, but wouldn't it be?
What are you wearing right now?
Yeah, there's nothing worse than people talking to you on the phone, then they say to you, by the way, I'm in the jacks, or I'm in the bath.
Yeah. Or worse deal, are you in the jacks? And you flush the loom and go, no. No.
Would you take a call in the jacks, Oisin?
I've done once or twice, unfortunately. I had to, yeah.
You can always tell, by the way, when you're on the other end.
You can.
You hear the echo.
Terse. Yeah, it's very terse. You're kind of, yeah. So, I'll ring you back in 2 minutes, yeah.
All right, Oisin, getting back to, can you trust a 17-year-old? Can you?
In this instance, I'd, Mar Barker, run for the hills. I love my son, he's 14, and he still leaves the door open when he goes out.
Yeah.
If this is kind of what's carrying on, me personally, no, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, well, now, 14, I would completely agree with you. That would be irresponsible to leave a 14-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Now, sorry for cutting across, as you rightly said, my daughter's 12. And, I love my kids equally. Don't get me wrong. She'd be fine in the house, and wrong.
Mm.
For a certain amount of time. But my son now, as much as I love and adore him, he could just get hyped up with his mates. He's going out and the front door's wide open, which has happened twice when I've come home, and it's wide open. And there's no one in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's gone.
Yeah, do you think girls are a bit more mature when it comes to that kind of thing, a bit more responsible, generally speaking, or are they the same?
The majority, they are, in fairness. They genuinely are. They have a bit more sort of cop-on. Savvy.
So is he? Would your fella be liable to leave the cooker on and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Leave
100%.
Leave the ring on the hob or something.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah.
Now I've been teaching them to cook. My daughter's fine. My son now, you can teach him how to cook a certain amount of stuff. And I have on two occasions come down and the cooker's still on.
Yeah.
The grill's on. There's nothing in it. And it's still on. And it's boiling hot.
Yeah. And that's all right because you were there to catch it just in case it happens.
This is
but if you were away on holidays, you'd be shitting yourself.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't leave him in the house.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't?
I'm sorry, I hate using that term or phrase, but I would not leave him in the house on his own. Not a chance.
Right, even going out for the night?
To be honest with you, I'd cut all that nonsense out and just get a takeaway. Here, there you go. I'll be back in the morning.
His 20 euro. Get yourself a Chinese.
No, genuinely. It sounds so horrible towards me.
But it would be cheaper to give him 20 euro than to have the house burnt down.
Yeah, well, this is it. Genuinely. And as I said, I'm not putting my own flesh and blood down, but no, absolutely not. If I went out for the night, I would be sitting. I'd actually ring him a couple of times ago. Have you turned it off?
Yeah.
Is it off?
Yeah.
Is the door closed? Is the door actually locked? Have you closed the windows? Are you actually still in the house? Or is everything still open?
Is the house still there?
How many mates are in that house right now?
Yeah, I remember when I was young and you get invited to a house party. I remember getting invited to a house party once and this lad's parents were away on holidays and there was about 30 people in the house.
Yeah.
And everybody was smoking and putting butts out on the carpet.
Yeah.
And I was going, oh my God. And I was very conscious of it because obviously it wasn't my house. Maybe I was just a good kid. But
no,
people were vomiting everywhere. And,
I actually went to one or two of those and I'm not joking. One of them, I was actually in school, in secondary, right? And whatever, there was a lot of drink taking, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And now the parents were very, very well off. And this is a true story. It was out near Castleknock. And whatever happened, the whole place got wrecked. There was people kicking holes in walls, ripping down banisters, smashing everything up.
Yeah.
And I legged it.
Yeah.
It nearly really tore the heart out of me. I was watching all these people I go to school with, the majority, and they were ripping the crap out of somebody else's house. And it was all fun and games.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm out of here. Good luck.
I'm looking here, very risky age, this is serious. My cousin got a bad call when they left their 17-year-old. He went out, got drunk, crashed the car and died.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's on another level altogether. Yeah, that's on another level, isn't it?
Whoa.
Yeah. Somebody else says, hi, Niall, I'd trust a 17-year-old lad rather than leaving a girl. I live surrounded by students and girl-only houses are a disaster because the lads come out to them 100% more trouble. Anthony and Cork. Sorry, I think Anthony lives near a place where all the students live. Sorry, I know he kind of wrote the text badly. But basically, he believes the girls are worse than the guys.
Messy-wise, possibly, yeah.
Do you think so?
Are
girls not generally cleaner than boys? Tidier.
I've been to a couple of places where I've genuinely renovated flats and apartments, and I can tell you, hand on heart, 5 times out of 10, no.
They're not?
No, genuinely. And I'm sorry, I was going to say I'm sorry there, but I'm not. It's true. I've seen it firsthand. I have actually seen it.
Well, that's your observation. Don't be sorry for it. Stay there for a second, O'Sheen. Let me go to James. James, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, James? James, are you there? Oh, wait, I'll come back to you in a second. Somebody else, by the way, says about me sauce. Niall, you're dead right to complain about the sauce. But if Burger King were doing their job right, they would have had the sauce price included and you probably would have never noticed it all. That like a certain airline company who cuts prices with hidden charges. Bad salesperson, etc. Can't chat to you now, sorry. But you were dead right to complain.
Oh. In fairness, usually you don't. Like, when my kids go to McDonald's, sorry for cutting across here, they usually cut, because I use that sweet curry sauce. I make a lovely curry.
Yeah, I like the sweet curry sauce. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I dump 2 or 3 of those in a curry.
Yeah.
And the kids always come back with 4 or 5 or 6 of them. I've never been charged, ever.
Somebody says you should have just given him the 40 cent nod and carried on with your day, you miserable swine.
Jesus.
Okay, let me go to Linda. Linda, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Linda?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not getting into the sauce argument, but how and ever, getting back to the leaving the 17-year-old in the house. What do you reckon, Linda?
Not a hope.
Not a hope.
There you go.
There's no chance. I had all that and it was a nightmare. So I had the same thing. Oh, ma'am, I'll be grand. You know, you can trust me. Not a hope. I was saying to the researcher on the text that when he was in fourth year, he would have been around 17 or 16, 17. I figured out years later that he never went to school in fourth year. He was mitching off in the park.
Oh,
so I used to have to drag him out of bed in the morning, like the lady was saying when she wrote you.
Yeah, she has to wake him up. Yeah, yeah.
Wake him up. So I always had to wake him up. He wouldn't get up for school. So once I was there, he never went to school. And I found out years later when he had courage that he never went to school in fourth year. Him and his mate were in the park the whole day.
And how did he do in his leaving cert?
He actually did very well.
Right, okay. Surprisingly enough, after missing the whole of fourth year.
He surprised us all.
By the way, Linda, did you ever Mitch in school?
Yeah.
Well, Sheen, did you do a Mitch?
You must be joking. My parents would have crucified me, literally.
Can I just own up now? I Mitched economics class every Wednesday. We had a double period of economics, right? And myself and Tom Mitched on a regular basis. Now, in fairness, the economics teacher never even noticed. I believe one day when we weren't there, he was actually given out to me. He says, that's it, Boylan, sitting down the back of the class, never answers a question.
It's you talking again.
Yeah, he never even noticed we were gone. Every Wednesday we did double economics, so it was easy to Mitch because it was just before lunch. So you could hop out at 11 o'clock and Mitch, and nobody actually noticed, you know?
Yes, and they're still, I used to Mitch off and go to the roller disco. That's giving away my age.
I don't know anybody who hasn't Mitched, does she? And you're either very clever or lying, one or the other.
No, Jen, I'm telling you now, my parents, I'm not joking, my parents would have found out very quick if I did.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely not, I'm telling you, I would have been kicked around that house.
Right.
Same as my two sisters and my brother. We were literally told, you go to school, if you act the maker, you get in trouble. And I'm not joking. Like, they weren't tough. They were very fair.
Yeah.
But I'm not joking with you.
Would they have left you in the house on your own when you were 17?
They did. They did, now in fairness. 17, 18, that wasn't an issue. Because at that stage, I was...
Different times. But Linda, we still... Well, I didn't do it. But some of my mates had house parties when their parents went away. And the place got wrecked.
Yeah. Never had
a house party. My parents actually told us, they told the four of us, right? You ever have a house party in this house, you're out.
Yeah.
Because they love their home.
Yeah, my mother would have been the same. Yeah, she was very house proud. And if I ever had invited mates over to that, even mates, as in multiple mates, there would have been killings.
Yeah. No, we'd literally, when my mates come over, take your shoes off. And it's funny because I've actually carried that on there with my own home.
Take your shoes off. Yeah. So Linda, getting back to this guy. So is this mother right not to let him stay in the house on his own?
Yeah, because a mother has instinct. And like she says, she sees it all the time. She's there all the time. My husband wasn't here all the time and he would have been the same. I'll leave him. And I'm saying, but you're not dealing with him on a day-to-day basis. You don't see. And he treated his father different to me. He'd be more sassy with me, but he wouldn't talk to his dad like that. So my husband said, I don't believe that he's that bad. And I said, well, I'm telling you he is and I'm not leaving. So we ended up not going on holidays for years. And if we went away overnight or for the weekend, I'd get my sister-in-law to come down. I just wouldn't leave him because he was just up to all sorts and drinking and the lads were in and they all knew, you know, he's a free head. So no, from my experience, no.
Free gaff.
Free gaff, and there's just no way. So, and I
her last line of the email is quite telling. She said, I just know the place will be robbed, wrecked, burnt down, or like a pigsty when we get back, and we'll get a doomsday call while we're away.
Yeah, it's that, the doomsday call. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a definite indication. And that's her subconscious telling her, no, sorry, not a chance.
And you were worried, Linda, you were worried about the doomsday call as well, yeah?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's not a hope that we would do that. There's no way. And my daughter wasn't as bad, but we didn't leave her either. So, but my son, not a chance. He was a demon. Like, he just liked to have the crack and he'd too many friends.
Yeah.
And there was no way.
Was he the type that would leave the cooker on and fall asleep? And
well, he didn't leave the cooker on, but he could like leave the door unlocked or, you know.
Windows open.
Yep.
He wasn't too bad at that. It was just more of the parties. He was responsible enough for locking the house and setting the alarm because it was drummed into him. He knew he'd kill him if he didn't. And we had a thing on our phone that we knew if the alarm was set.
Yeah.
So, but it was more the parties and the mess and the doomsday, like letting loads of people in, the house getting wrecked, and then he's calling me saying, oh, ma'am.
Or there's a neighbour calling you.
Or the neighbours.
Or the neighbours are worse.
The neighbours calling you, telling you, excuse me, but, you know, Linda, there's a party ongoing out your back garden there, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you ask them to stop?
That's the thing. And so it's not worth it. You're better off not going anywhere. It's just not worth it.
In fairness, I agree with that totally, genuinely. Like I said, I love my own flesh and blood, I really do. But I know in my heart and soul, not a chance.
You just have to be sensible around it. They'll grow up eventually. I remember going to my doctor one time and saying, oh my God, my son's driving me nuts. And my doctor has three sons. He says, Laura, he'll come out of it by the time, or Linda, he'll come out of it by the time he's around 22, 23. And I thought, oh no, don't tell me that. I said, he's only 16.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right, well, listen, guys, I have to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Both Linda and Oisin said the same thing. No, you don't leave the 17-year-old in the house. Well, actually, Linda just wouldn't leave him, period. It doesn't matter what age he was. You don't leave the boy in the house because he'll leave the cooker on, he'll leave the door open, he'll leave a window open, he'll burn the place down. And apart from anything else, while you're away on holidays, you won't get an ounce of peace because you're always worried that you're going to get the doomsday call. Patricia, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing?
Hi, Patricia. Hi, Niall. I love the show. I listen to it in the morning and at night time, non-stop.
I'm delighted you do that, Patricia. I'm delighted.
First time ringing in.
Sorry?
I'm a bit nervous. My first time ringing in.
Oh, you're nervous, are you?
Well, first time ringing in, many times a month to ring in.
But don't be nervous, Patricia. Do you know what, Patricia? I always say to people, don't be nervous. It's just like talking to your pal on the phone. Just pretend it's just me and you.
Oh, well, I'm good at that because they tell me I never shut up.
Oh, well, that's great, Patricia. Well, then just pretend there's nobody, like, well, you're not on the radio. You're just talking to me. I'm one of your mates.
Well, a long story short.
Right.
Years ago, I was living in my mammy's house, which I live across the road from her.
Right.
My brother's birthday, and he went to the pub, and he's in his 50s or 30s.
Right.
And he came home, and next minute, my sister arrived home about an hour later. She opened the hall door. Next minute, this smoke, black smoke, belled out the house.
Oh, no.
And it turned out she ran up to me. So I ran down to her, and was screaming and shouting on the road, because neighbours were coming up the road after being in the pub.
Yeah.
I ran down, tried to get in, couldn't. Neighbours were holding me back. I knew the layout of the house. I knew my brother was his birthday, so he had a few drinks. So I tried to get in, as I said, couldn't, tried again, they wouldn't let me. So in the end, I ran in through the house. As I went by the cooker sits up. He came home and put on a fry.
Right.
And fell asleep.
And then the fat on the fry caught fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And lucky, thank God, I wasn't thinking straight. I was only worried about him.
Yeah.
And with that, other neighbours were running over the pub to see was he there. And I said, no, he's not there. He's in the house.
Right.
So it turned out, I went in, tried to open the back door, couldn't open the back door. Thank God I couldn't, because the fire brigade and the police said that was the worst thing you could have done.
Yeah, because the draft would have ran through the house.
Yeah, and I was just so nervous.
Yeah, like a backdraft or something like that. Yeah,
I was just so nervous. I wanted to get him out. So eventually I got him out. People from the pub, the owner and the lads ran over. I eventually got in the house.
And how did you get him out? Like, was he asleep at the time? So you woke him up. And when you woke him up, was he coherent?
No, he wasn't. I had to drag him out of the house.
Right.
And I'm like, I got half through the sitting room. Two neighbours ran in and helped me to drag him out.
And
said, I'm near the door.
I tell you what, he's very lucky, Patricia. You were around, wasn't he?
Yeah, but not only that. Do you know what I did now?
What?
I gave him a few boots and a few clatters outside the door.
Yeah, I'd say you did. And you know what, Patricia? He deserved them as well.
He did. And do you know what he ended up doing?
What?
Gone back over to the pub. Because the lads kept on saying, you need to come over and get a whiskey for the shock.
And, right, God bless him. And what about the house?
Destroyed. I ended up going in the ambulance because of the smoke.
With the smoke inhalation, yeah. And the fire brigade arrived, I assume, yeah.
The fire brigade, the police.
Everybody.
But you know the little shite, excuse the language, he blamed me on leaving a bottle on because there was nothing there, you know, to heat up a baby's bottle, only a pot of water.
Right, okay.
At that stage. And I had that on and he tried to blame me on it.
He said it was your fault and he had the fry on.
And he had a fry on.
Oh,
and do you know what he did next morning? He went up to my sister's house to have a shower while we were all down cleaning out the house.
And what time did you get out of the hospital at?
Oh, I got about, say, 8 the next evening. They were going to keep me in longer.
And were you all right? I'd say you were coughing for a few days, weren't you?
I was coughing. Oh, I was in bits, I was. But you know what? I got him and I even killed him the next evening when he came home.
I'd say I slap around the head he deserves.
He got more than a few slaps. He got a few kicks as well.
Oh, right. What? You got well in there, Patricia, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh, I did.
And how old was he?
He was about 35.
He's not a child, for God's sake. You'd imagine if he was 16, you'd understand.
Yeah, but that's why I said I wouldn't trust anyone even at that age. But you know what the best part of was? He brought a pint home from the pub. And when I came home that evening from my mother's house, just living there now, there was a full pint of lager there, but not a dribble spilled out of it that I brought home from the bloody pub.
So he walked home with the pint in his hand.
Well, the pub's only about 10 minutes
yeah,
away.
Of course,
yeah. Not a dribble out of it.
Yeah, I know. There should be an Olympic sport for that, for Irish people, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know what I call him now?
What?
I have all his friends call him now. The firebug.
A firebug?
Yeah.
Right. And is that the first time he's had been in a fire, or has he been in...
No.
He's been in a few other ones, has he?
No.
Unfortunately, I'm running out of time, Patricia, now, so I don't have time to hear the rest of them. But he's a firebug anyway. And the bottom line is, if you would advise this mother not to leave the 17-year-old alone in the house.
No.
No,
because I have another episode about a daughter. When I went on holidays,
yeah,
she had friends in the house, and she was 19 at that time. And I came home and the whole house was destroyed.
Oh.
My family down the road rang the police. And
there was a party on, was there?
Yeah, and they came up
okay.
And they had to go next door.
Patricia, the one thing you said was perfectly correct earlier on. You talk for Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, great, Niall.
Listen, Patricia, I have to go. I'm running out of time. Patricia, lovely talking to you.
Bye-bye.
See you, bye. What a wonderful story. What a great storyteller she is as well.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.